I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All righty, sports fans. It is Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280, the Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. Scott Mitchell here. And, of course, we have Alex Keery in the building. And Alex and I are on, well, we're on a new program, right? And so that program requires us to drink a lot of water, a lot of protein, and it's a little bit keto-based. And, you know, Alex is... Well, Mother Nature calls from time to time, and that requires a potty break. So, welcome back to the program there,
what was
Alex.
What was the part where you guys said, oh, we got you. We'll throw in an extra promo. No problem. Come on.
No.
How dare you?
This all works. Life happens when you're on a sports talk show.
So we have no idea what the – look, I have no – look, my clock is all thrown off. I have no idea what's going on. I'm asleep usually.
Well, your biological clock is now thrown off, and it's just like
– I'm usually asleep still by this point. So
we're at Hidden Valley Eye Care here in Draper. It's on 123rd South and about 11th East, just east of the Treehouse if you're in that area. Amazing things going on here. Lots of folks coming in. Got Jazz stuff. We're giving away Jazz tickets. Very cool eyeglasses in here. I'm blind, Alex, and
yes.
I've now hopefully will be able to see once I leave here. And anyways, we got Sam Farnsworth from KSL TV who is joining us now. Sam, welcome on into the program.
Hey, you got a minute real quick? I got to take a bathroom break.
Oh, boy. See, now this is what we're going to have to do. I can't stand this. I was set up. I was like this. Okay, perfect. You got a couple minutes. Great.
Well, Sam, it's just number one, Alex. I mean, how long does that take you?
Why do we have to do this? I mean, look.
What do you mean, why do we have to do this?
Why do you have to do this? Why do you have to do this to me? Every dang day. My heaven. This is the first day of the radio show. This is like I showed up very first time. I don't know. I mean, we've been doing the show a long time together. Sam Farnsworth, also from KSL5 Television, has been one of our guests for a long, long time as we've been doing Unrivaled. So we're glad to have him on the program here with us. We're doing a Jazz ticket giveaway. Scott's not eligible. Sam's not eligible. But I will give that phone number right now. 12th caller to 855-340-ZONE. 855-340-ZONE. And you can be that 12th caller, win tickets to the Utah Jazz. We're going to give away a pair now. And then we'll give another pair at about 5:30. By the way, Jazz gear that we're giving away here at the Hidden Valley Eye Care. Sam, a lot of things on the plate here. I want to go – we've been doing so much dang Jazz here. I want to go the direction a little bit of I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit. I'm going to make you kind of dance here. I want to know,
okay,
of all the things that are that have happened with this with this Wazoo deal and their coaches going away, is that going to end up being something that BYU is going to be like, oh, we got these guys. This is an easy one. And then they're going to end up getting bit in the tail because they don't. These players are going to be all fired up to play for their coach who's no longer with them?
You know, it could be one of those types of situations. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I listened to what Coach Sitake had to say earlier, and obviously as a head coach, he's doing what he has to do to make sure his players are prepared and not overlooking anything. You know, he was saying that this is one of those this is a type of team that if you beat them, it's because you were well prepared, not just because they're a team in shambles or a team that's not performing very well on the football field. It's because you were better prepared than them. And so clearly he's trying to emphasize that to his team, that they still have to be very prepared. No matter what's going on up there in Pullman, no matter what's happening within their program, they still have to be prepared to win. And you know what? I don't think BYU, I don't think the players or coaches have any room to overlook any team after having lost two straight games either. So they're definitely not in a situation where they can feel too comfortable.
I mean, this is an unprecedented situation where a coach, leaves on principle, I guess. But I just don't know what the principle is. And I guess if I did know what the principle, like, why did he stand on this sword and why did he die on this sword and why did he potentially, give up his entire career?
Well, he could have at least said, hey, this is a perfect time for me to be able to kind of get my message across.
Exactly. I mean, you look at a guy like Colin Kaepernick who, he said, I believe in this. And in a lot of ways, it kind of ended his career, but it didn't. He's been revered by a lot of people for making a stand. I think people appreciate making a stand. They just want to know what the stand is.
Yeah, and I, like you said, Alex, he's got a platform, right? And if he's that passionate about what he believes in, whether it's a vaccination, whether it's name what your belief is, someone out there, when you're passionate about it and you've got an opportunity to speak about it, I think most people take that opportunity. And he has a big platform, very visible in the public eye, across all of college sports. Clearly, he's been making headlines with his stance ever since Pac-12 media days when he didn't come because he chose not to be vaccinated. And so, he is, for that term, they're going to live or die on that hill. Well, that's what Nick Rolovich is doing. And, he sacrificed his job for it. Will he return to college coaching? I would think probably. If he's a talented enough head coach, that an opportunity will come someday. But right now he's using his platform as an opportunity to express his opinions and views that there should not be, a mandate for him to have to get vaccinated. And it's costing him his job right now. And will it hurt the program? It could. So there could be some residual effects there, that hurt student athletes or future recruits or whatever down the road. We'll see what happens.
I mean, if he comes back and coaches, why would you hire him? Why would you sit there and go, when are you going to? I mean, he just got hired at Washington State.
Right.
He just got started.
Right.
And then you're a kid and you go, okay, are you going to be around? I mean, these players, they want some stability. They want an influence in their life to be someone. We all talk about, man, I had this coach, and he made the biggest impact on me, on my life.
Well, these kids, there's a ton of kids who are like, he's the best. Don't say anything bad about him. He's awesome. He took a chance on me. And so that part's weird to me when then he then gets, he walks away from it all, and then today we find out he's suing the school. So just so many things to try to figure out. All right. So many things to get through, Sam Farnsworth. And tonight, the Jazz opener, giant party on the plaza as well. KSLSports.com is running a big party out there on the plaza. We're going to have food, events, a lot of fun stuff to work through. But on the Jazz side of things, what excites you the most about this season?
Well, for me, the first thing that I think about every time I think about the start of the season is that you've got three all-stars back in their starting lineup. You've got the entire starting five back. You've got the sixth man of the year back, the sixth man of the year runner-up back. You've got a head coach who's got a brilliant offensive and defensive mind coming back. And you just look back to last year and see what they did during the regular season. So for me, there's no reason to think that they cannot win a whole lot of basketball games this year. And the question is, what can they do once they get to the playoffs, right? So what changes have been made that or will be made for them to be able to succeed and move beyond just a second-round appearance? Rudy Gobert even said that yesterday. It's about learning from those experiences and not, bowing out of the playoffs early again. So that's the biggest question, but that we're not going to get answers to that till later in the year. Right now, we're just going to learn about, how well this rotation works together again, but that shouldn't take long because it's basically the same thing as last year, other than the few new guys that you've got in the program. So if you're a Jazz fan, there's definitely a lot to be excited about with the start of the new season. It's almost like I remember as a kid when your favorite team would lose in the playoffs, you couldn't wait to just get right back to the playoffs again next year so they could have another crack at it. So that's the hard part about being a Jazz fan. You know this is a playoff team. It's just a matter of, okay, let's get to the get to that point in the playoffs, yeah, which is still several months away.
Sam Farnsworth from KSL 5 Television. Tonight you'll see him on the television with a tie on. And that's what they do. And makeup. That's the kind of thing that Sam
Sam's
does.
Sam's not makeup.
He's no, Sam's a makeup
all
guy.
Natural.
Oh, okay. All right. I like
that's
it.
That's his natural beauty.
Sam, what's up tonight on KSL 5 Television people could tune in to see?
Yeah, we'll be all over this Jazz game, as will you guys on the radio, our digital team as well. So we'll have lots of Jazz coverage coming your way. We'll be live at 5, live at 6 over there, and then post-game coming your way at 10. And to answer your question, Scotty, it's Studio Fix from Mac. Yes, I wear it every day.
See, I knew it. Yeah. See, like, I knew it. He's a classy makeup guy. It's fine. All right, Sam.
Where do I get the makeup?
Hey, I'll walk you over to City Creek. We can get you all set up. I know your color palette. All right, we'll come back. We've got much more to go. Thanks, Sam. We appreciate it. When we come back, we have so many more things to talk about. Our signature NFL roundup is coming up in just a little while because we have an NFL quarterback in the building now, and we have to break down all these stories. Our NFL roundup is right around the corner. We are at Hidden Valley Eye Care, 1147 East Draper Parkway, just all the way up 123rd South and 11th East, just right above the Treehouse Gym. You can find us. We're giving away Jazz gear. We've already given away two pair of Jazz tickets this afternoon over the phones. We're going to do it again next hour. We have so much here for you. Stay tuned. The NFL roundup is next on Unrivaled right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.